The Trumpet Shall Sound, Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor. World-renowned trumpeter Alison Balsam will take the stage in Ann Arbor with the Scottish Ensemble for an evening of Baroque music for trumpet and orchestra. WKAR's Peter Wharf previews the performance with Balsam. Alison says she's looking forward to her first visit to Hill Auditorium and experiencing its legendary acoustics.
Yeah, it makes such a huge difference to me because obviously with the trumpet, it's like a voice, you know, that it just, the sound just blossoms. And, you know, with a good acoustic, you don't have to put so much physical energy into it, which means you've got more room to just kind of express yourself and just sort of act very naturally.
In a number of the videos I've watched of you, we see you in glorious acoustical spaces in churches and the like.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they work the best for the trumpet, really. You know, the music and also the style of the music, often it was written for those buildings. And that's what really adds that kind of magical kind of a special occasion, I suppose, to the sound.
I've heard you speak in other interviews about a lot of the music you play, particularly the program that you'll be bringing on this tour into Ann Arbor as flamboyant, joyous, and extroverted. And we're talking about now a time of cultural, social, political, and architectural flamboyance, and it fits so well with the program that you'll be playing.
Yeah, I mean, my first priority with this program really was just to kind of take the audience and the listener on a journey, you know, because I think there's a bit of a preconceived ideas of what you're going to get at a trumpet concert. And some people are a bit nervous about a trumpet concert because they think it's going to be just one thing, very loud, very powerful. But really, the thing I love about the trumpet is that it's so flexible and so able to be like a voice, that I've really tried to program it so it's very varied and it's very interesting, it's very contrasting. So we really do go to many different styles and genres really within classical music, you know, and within, you know, some of the slow movements are very much about the long lines and the kind of oboe sound, and some of the outer movements are about, you know, the flashiness of the violin, and some of them are very trumpety, and it's just a case of taking people on an interesting journey really.
You alluded to violin. You'll be performing some pieces that have been arranged from the original violin work to the trumpet.
That's right. In particular, one of my favorites is by Antonio Vivaldi. Now, this piece has been through many guises. It actually was stolen by Bach, which, you know, he had enough of his own music, so it's not, and he kind of gave it a new life. So I felt if Bach could arrange it, then I could rearrange it for the trumpet. And so this is a concerto originally for the violin, went to the organ, and then I started playing it with trumpet and organ, and then I thought, I know, let's go back to the original with the strings, but I'll take the violin part. And this concerto in D major is very bright and sprightly and very happy. And the second movement is really lyrical and reflective. And the last movement is really very technically demanding, but joyous and very kind of live, you know. And I think what's really important, this music was written so long ago, it's just about how to make it feel present and, you know, like it matters now. And I think this is, even though it's a very short piece, sort of 8 minutes or something, it really covers all those things. And that's why I enjoy playing it so much.
You also mentioned this notion of composers rearranging their own music, stealing from others, but also even borrowing from themselves. Common practice in the time that we're talking about here.
It really was. And what's interesting, it was all the real great masters. You know, they had ideas coming out of their ears. They really had so many ideas. It's not like they needed to, as you say, you know, pinch someone else's idea. It was more, I think, a sort of a respect, you know, a mark of respect for the other's work. So it was very sort of, it was almost like a camaraderie between these great, great masters. We're talking Vivaldi and Bach and Albinoni and all these people who, they really knew what they were doing. And it was a time when there was a lot of experimentation, you know, within this very sort of what seems like a real rigid structure. There was a lot of freedom of expression and the sense of, you know, maybe improvising this ornament here or changing this little bit here. And I think it's important for us nowadays, you know, although we have great respect for every note and every nuance of every note because we want to just recreate it really faithfully, we have to remember that we have to bring this stuff to life. We can't just play the notes. We have to add our own modern take on them, you know, so that's what we'll try to do. And I think that's why it's really important to play classical music with as much energy and life as we possibly can.
Trumpeter Allison Balsam performs at Hill Auditorium on the University Musical Society's April 20th date. Allison, thanks so much.
Pleasure. Looking forward to visiting you all.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.